Ladies and gents, what's happening? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We have two sponsors today, and they never change because I'm a loyal guy and they stick with me, okay? And speaking of sticking to you, it's summer and your ball bag will be sticking to your leg. Is that right, Aaron? He's laughing and vaping in the background. So now would be the time to get your hands on a Manscaped. They're the world's leading product when it comes to de-pubing your bag, okay? Keep it in. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off if they use the code GEMBAMP1. Manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAMP1. And they've got all the stuff in there. What have they got, Art? Ball deodorant. They got the Lawnmower 4.0. It might be the 5.0 at this point. They got the weed whacker, which goes in your ear or up your anus. And they've got the ball toner and the ball deodorant if you've got that stinking Worcester sauce pouch. Walking around in the summer. So at manscaped.com, use code GEMBAMP1. They've stuck with us. Shout out to Manscaped. What else are you going to use if it's not a Manscaped? You know, when I had butter knife? Sort your life out. Manscaped.com, use code GEMBAMP1. Our second sponsor today is the Calm app. The Calm app is the world's leading sort of well-being app. If you want to relax, if you want to chill out, it's got all the apparatus built in there. It's got the adult nighttime stories. If you want to go drift off to the sound of Stephen Fry spitting bars, it's got breathing techniques. It's got what else has it got? Meditation, guided meditation. If you want, you know, a stranger to tell you to, you know, release tension in your traps, for example. And let me tell you something, guys. If you go to calm.com and use the code BANTER, is it BANTER? Yep. You're getting 40% off that year subscription, my man. That's nearly half, if my math served me correctly. Get Calm, guys. Chill out. Just improve your general life. Calm.com, use the code BANTER for 40% off that year subscription. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the podcast.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Yeah, smoke that fucking...
Get that strawberry kiwi around you.
Today's podcast... We'll have to do sponsors now.
Oh, work away.
You need to put them on, bro. You gotta, if you can stretch them on your fat fucking dome, there's the monetization. No,
I heard that there. It was the air horn now.
Okay.
Will you fuck up too?
I need an update. Are we going? Our sponsors today are, as usual, I move it about, sure, fuck it. Keep it all in.
And we're live.
Keep it all in. Fucking earthquakes and all. Shitty rigs. Talk about, you know, like.
Fucking Jurassic Park in this bitch. Fucking tumblers.
You know that paid shitty rigs where people have got all these mad rigs to like hold their camera and all.
I thought you said shitty rings.
That's a different website. Mal just puts his foot under the desk and kicks the tripod. Get that all over the fuck.
And we're live. Go on ahead, boys. Chat shit.
You should just have a just like a broom shaft and just be like, I'll just move it.
Like I think a nice addition to your Patreon would be an ASMR, but it's just of watching Niall produce. There's something very like. Sometimes I gaze over it whenever I'm mid cast and I totally forget where I was going.
Just put that like brown noise over it.
Yeah. You ain't one Niall, that's your podcast.
He's just like picking his nose with his pinky. The best one was when we showed that video last week of the Philip at New York episode and he was just like,
I don't know, like how far did he get with? Full bar?
In?
Oh, sir.
Which was, you know, traumatic enough and then I wasn't expecting him to fucking take it. I need it. But here.
I couldn't get a Malteser up my ring. No way. No way. Up it? No way. Good luck getting through that wall of piles, bro. No way.
You get the piles, bro? Oh, we talked about that.
I stay piled. What are you talking about?
A wall of piles? I
built that wall, sir.
A wall of piles. Not just a little bunch.
Oh, goodness gracious. Great walls of piles, boy. That's
Really? Are you still struggling with the piles?
No, I never struggle. It's just defaults out, isn't it?
It's just there?
I just have accepted it. You know, I'm adopting the Stoic philosophy when it comes to the fucking wall of shit up my whole life. You know, I'm just sort of just like...
What can I control? Piles? What? No.
No, you can't control that. I've tried the creams. It does fuck all.
Yeah, because then you got to actually apply it directly to the arsehole.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and you got to carry it. It's the way Mickey always carries, like, moisturizer and shit. You got to be like, what's in my bag, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Toothbrush.
GQ, what's in your bag? Fucking yeah. Piles cream.
What can you not live without? Got this fucking Piles cream from a wall of piles up my arse. You couldn't get a Malteser up your whole loop?
I mean, I've been down to try, like, you know, after a few
gun to
style,
your gun to your mother's head.
Gun to my mother's head. I've been like, great, this one's for you. And just fucking sock it up there, like, sooty and sweet.
Yeah, Aaron, you could have done it with an actual Malteser, not the, you know, the Easter edition fucking Easter, the bunny shaped one.
I'm doing it for you, mum.
Oh, fuck. You get Maltesers up your hole, no bother.
That's a great one. Gun to your mother's head. What chocolate bar could you stick up there?
Yeah.
Airport
Toblerone.
An airport Toblerone would be like a new fucking Spain. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Just be wrenched up there.
I bet you it exists. Will I look for it?
Guy shoves airport Toblerone up his ass.
Yeah.
Ex-Hampshire probably has it.
What's this? Sign in. Accept all. That'll do. Tobe.
Airport Toblerone would be the most vicious now.
Up. An old Fulfill bar with the crunchy exterior. Oh, no, bro. The fucking birthday cake. The birthday cake grenade bar? Bro, that'd be fuck. Hear that? If you want rid of the piles?
Yeah, that might be the remedy.
Get the fucking birthday cake fucking grenade bar just to take the edges off it.
That's a number two back in Sainsford.
That's how to exfoliate your fucking stink. Toblerone up. Safe searches off. Good.
It's good to be back, sir. Isn't it?
Toblerone up ass videos. Oh, wait. Naked Martin.
Oh, of course that fucker.
That's the dude. That's the dude we're talking about.
That's the go-to guy. Like, you give that boy £20, he's like getting up his hole. What a business. Do you know what I mean?
Log in now to you, slag. Hold on.
He'd do that shit as well. We're like, you know, boys who go out and stag dudes, and they pay him and they handcuff him to the stag. He's walking about with his wee dick out, you know, just fucking flouncing around the place.
Don't know. Some shots he was hanging a bit of pipe, like.
I think that'd be a good crack for 5 minutes. And you're like, get this fucking cunt off me, please. Like,
do you fancy a Yorkie? And you're like, nah, bro. I'm on the keto. Fuck's sake. Where'd that go? Must I go back one more time?
If you could pay for any, like, kind of, you know, like an internet sensation to go on your stag do with you, who would you pick?
Chocolate Rain. I have no idea.
The OG meme?
Who would you... I don't know. Someone with loads of cash.
I'd go for...
Logan Paul? I don't know. Fucking round of drinks, are you tight cunt?
I go for the guy. You know the guy fucking brings the fold-out table of him everywhere and just sits and eats fish and chips?
Oh, he's the best guy.
He's the fucking man. I love that guy.
All right, bastard. Here we are in fucking outside. Get the drunk water.
Come on, eat the belly buster.
Dragon, he's... This guy's dick is just all over the place. He's not that far away from just being like, all right, folks, this week a bit, last week.
Yeah.
Getting a quadruple bypass with chips next week.
You can get it on the Patreon.
Got to take a week off. Got piles, wall of piles up fast. And I need to stick birthday cake flavor grey bar in there.
That's a guy, if I was betting money on it, he's got piles. If I'm like, I am betting it on black.
She's all that. He's got piles.
He's got piles, man.
He got game.
100%. Like, there's people you look at and you're almost like, yeah, I'd nearly guarantee that you've got piles. As a fellow pile sufferer, I can kind of scan them out pretty quickly.
So the ass play is out of
the question. I wouldn't wish it my worst enemy.
Would you not?
Ass play? That's a flashback waiting to happen, that.
But you get all shy about it now because you've got the piles?
No, unless she was a real freak, like, yeah. You know? You're like, well, that's actually what I'm under.
Eat licking piles. I'll lick through that wall of piles.
Oh, God. So Naked Martin's shoved the Toblerone up his hole then?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find the actual video because we kind of got kicked. Let me see.
That's the only true measure of a man is what size of a chocolate bar you can fill up your anus.
Oh, well, that's actually a crunchy, which, you know, you're on thin ice there because if the crunchy snap, bro, why am I watching this again? This is week two. Do you want to watch this guy put a crunchy?
I got a head shirt.
Off his fucking dirt whistle.
Jesus Christ, he's going for the full, like, you know.
The
legs on the headboard.
The change my nappy. Look at his face, bro.
Ah, sir.
I mean, there's not much resistance being put up there.
Nah. I hope we got good tin for that, hey? You'd have to be shelling out some cash for me to stick honey cone up my hole. Oh, you dirty out here! You dirty out here!
This should be a feature every week. Just show people. That's not even the worst one. The worst one was the Yorkie because it broke and it started to melt up the shitter. And then when he had that, it was...
I can watch 12 guys in a row put a chocolate bar up their shitter before I watch one eat it. You know? It's fucking disgusting.
So there you go.
Just that post-anus fucking crunchy. Rotten. Rotten. I'll tear my soul hole in you.
I mean, there was... rough. Is there any cock-shaped chocolate?
What's the most phallic chocolate bar?
You know, the cream egg might be like, you know, the end of someone's bulb.
Oh, well, that's like a wee fucking, what do you call them things? The romping rabbits, whatever you call them?
The wee egg. The wee egg for your ass.
Some boys across the table, his girlfriend, they're fucking eating carbonara and he's going.
I know you see those videos like, oh yeah, we put these fucking, this thing up her hip and then I've got the control of it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting there like, he's DJing.
Now she is what my love described, my love, by the way, past few nights. Like I've literally, I'd say before yesterday, I hadn't spoke to anybody except her. We just spent 48 hours watching Love Island and her commentary on The Modern Woman is fucking absolutely hilarious. She's, you know, fucking post-nuclear 1950s style, like housewife, you know what yeah. I mean? So like, she's just watching these dolls and being like,
post-nuclear Noma.
What sort of an old clart walks about like that?
I know.
I love it. I love listening to it. She's but so bitchy.
The thing that freaks me out, I haven't watched any of it this time, but like, they're all like, 18.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're like full blown, like, I just finished my GCSEs and then I'm in here getting fucking routed to death.
But they all look like, you know, at least mid 30s.
Oh,
and then the dude's like, I'm 22.
They're absolutely clapped out, like.
Yeah.
You know, but like, my last relationship was 6 years, so I'm cutting loose. You're like, yeah. What age are you? 18.
Yeah.
Huh?
They always get a real, a term I've borrowed from you, a turbo slot then. You know what I mean? There's always one.
Oh yeah, you gotta get the plot moving. Like you gotta keep her going.
Yeah, they're having board meetings being like, I feel like if we put this doll in here, it'll rattle a few feathers. And this year they've got a doll called Elkin Sue. And she's just like, she's just luck on the road, like, you know.
Is that her full name?
Elkin Sue.
No. Like you go, yo, Elkin Sue. That's the whole name?
I think so. That's what everyone calls her in the villa anyway. You know, but I don't know, like, yeah, I might be butchering the fuck out of that. You know, my track record.
Her name's probably like Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
But yeah, like the idea, you should do a podcast with your mom, just watching, just reacting to it, or just sitting there fucking dirty old bitch.
Oh no, I couldn't get my mom a podcast. She'd just like.
I remember I FaceTimed you one day and she jumped out of an open window. She's like, I have no makeup on. Jesus, I thought someone was going to see me about makeup. I dived through a fucking double glazed window there.
She's a wild woman. Even like if I'm on FaceTime to like one of my mates and like she's in the room, I'm obviously going to acknowledge that she's fucking there.
Yeah.
And I can just hear as I'm turning around, be like, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
She gets in a fucking cupboard. Don't you dare put that fucking camera on me.
She's like someone like, you know, like you see them videos of celebrities hiding from TMZ.
Yeah.
She's in the hot press, just be like, fuck off.
Yeah, she's just pretending to be on her phone. It's not even on.
Yeah.
Hello?
She doesn't even have a phone, for fuck's sake.
Nah, she doesn't.
Nah.
She's just raw dog life.
No, she's still on the landline, lad.
Is she?
You know what I mean? And every time that fucking phone rings, she gives out some stink.
Who the fuck's ringing me in within work hours?
Yeah.
Working hours.
Between 2 o'clock and the day. And God forbid you ring her when that doll has something going on in the oven. She'll be fucking fuming.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's why people are so stressed nowadays. Multiply that by 1,000.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to walk from my house up here with a coffee.
Did I tell you?
Someone dings me, I'm like, that's fucking bastard.
Did I tell you about my very zen caretaker? He was a caretaker in the school I went to.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd seen him just out and about the other week. And I was chatting to him and I was like, well, Ivan, how you getting on? Lovely fella, like, so fucking funny.
Ivan?
Ivan. Such a fucking dude, like. Yeah. But he was like, you know, like a caretaker that you'd have in, like, a coming of age film where he's giving advice and all to the students and, like, really into conspiracy theories.
Yeah, he's like, I do this for fun, but I'm actually, you know, I actually have 10 other jobs and I'm really good at.
Yeah, and he's like, I was chatting about something. And I was like, the world's in bad shape now or something like that. And he goes, oh lad, I don't give a fuck. I'm just taking her one slice of toast at a time. And I was like, that ends all self-help books in my view. Like,
oh, to live and die in Oma. All the best, Ivan. I'll see you later.
To live and die in Oma.
I give up a long time ago now. I go for one slice of toast to the next. Anyway, I have a revolver with one bullet in it. But sure, we'll see what the crack
just
is.
Just one block of Ramona to the next one. And that's like, and then you die.
Oh, Jesus. Once you submit to the fact that it's just a load of vapid shite here. I'm having the time of my life anyway. Takes a slice of toast out of his pocket.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
And by slice of toast, I mean heroin. Yeah. Here, take it easy.
See you later.
Good to see you home anyway.
It was a very sitcom moment, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wandering into, you know, your caretaker and M&S, you know.
Yeah. Well, is he, what age is the chap, is he? Is he old?
Young enough fella, eh?
Oh?
Yeah. But like, yeah, I just like his mindset. Yeah. You know?
You're just like, I'm here, Ivan, I'm just fucking one vape at a time, lad.
Oh, one strawberry kiwi to the next.
Strawberry kiwi. Is that that's your jam then, the strawberry kiwi?
That is my jam, yes.
That's my jam, bitch.
I'm trying to get off her though, you know, because it's just not a good look. Like.
Yeah, I from the inception of it, which was our last podcast, where I was like, out of rage, like, give me fucking something. That was me hooked. And then I just went absolutely nuts, and there was people sending me fucking crates of them, and I was just whizzing through them. And then the other day I had an epiphany where I was like, this is fucking gay shit.
Yeah, because I've never been addicted to cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But this year I'm like, oh, I actually have a full-blown nicotine addiction now, class.
Yeah, the nicotine part of it's good, but it's not really that hard to get over either.
But I went and read it, right? And I was like looking up, like, you know, is it hard to quit vapes? Because I've never like had to quit anything ever. And I looked up and the guy was like, listen, I'm trying to get off these, whatever, I'm spending too much money. Just wondering, does anyone have any advice? And the top comment that had like 2,000 fucking upvotes was some guy going, here's work for me, bro. Do it in the mirror and look at how much of a cock you look.
Yeah.
And it'll get you right off him. And then I was like, right enough, when I wander about the town with this fucking, you know, Penelope pit stop fucking lipstick.
Yeah, this fucking crayon.
You know?
Yeah, it's not cool. Like, I've seen William Thompson had a wee fucking, like a wee USB, like a wee sexy. And I'm glad I never got one of those because it's very, very discreet.
Mm.
You can just take that, looks like a USB pen, you're just like.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I never got that far.
You can get like deep in, like, because these are like the fucking disposables that, like, you know, people that have double French in the morning are taking, you know, like fucking my nephew smoking it and shit.
The real hardcore vapists with the machinery.
They'll look at you and be like, oh, cute, bro.
Well, that's it. I was in a bar the other night and they were like, vapes, £7. So, the people are keeping them, you know, like 10p mix ups in the shop. Do you want a wee extra?
It feels like a recent thing though, because like it used to be they were the people you made fun of.
But it's once they went disposable.
Mm. Yeah, you could buy it in the shop.
Yeah, you go buy a packet of chewing gum and a vape, and then you'd fuck it all away.
Yeah,
I bit one open the other day. See what was in it?
Well,
a battery.
Stuck it up your arse.
I stuck it up my ass and at it, and that's why I've quit. Yeah, that's one way to do it. Stick it up, push the pies to one side, put it in your ass. But yeah, I got the big multiple, all the different flavors, and a lot of them are fucking stinking. Like,
most of them are stinking.
Most of them are bogging. Like,
that's the thing.
The passion fruit one was leaping.
Yeah, most of them are just like, you know. Although if my wally came out with a range of vapes, I'd probably get pretty enticed. Like,
yeah, I mean, I do like the menthol ones.
Yeah, the one that Niall exposed us to.
Did you multi-pack those? Yeah. Sweet.
You buy them in B&M Bargains, right? It's mad.
It's like £3 per vape.
What's your favorite vape of the day?
What?
What's your favorite vape of the day?
Like,
you know, when do you most like to do it? Like, do you like to do it when you're sitting in the shitter? Do you like to do it when you're watching a wee film?
That was it for me.
Shitter?
Yeah.
See, right, this is a real, like, this is a real wee sneaky one. I loved going to, like, you know, a restaurant or somewhere, having a nice meal with a friend, and then being like, I'm just going to go to the toilet here real quick. Go for a shite and vape. And that's where I would do all my thinking. I'm like, right, that's the archives done for this week. We can just fucking...
Someone else will pay for this dinner if I vape in here for long enough.
Yeah.
Now... That's when you actually smoke fags.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best shit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you get up and you out of a restaurant, like, oh, just one or two next and all, and you're just like, slow motion.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's the issue, it's like, because cigarettes are cool.
And you're having a shite going, sucking to be fucking.
Well, sorry, cigarettes are cool for the right guy. You know, if you see like a real fucking sexy dude, like a Brad Pitt kind of guy smoking a
fag. Like Sean, who was just here.
Yeah, yeah, he's a sexy
pro smoker.
Like. He'd put me on the fags, you know, looking at him. And then, you know, you see fucking someone else and you're like, look, this fucking heap of shit. And you just don't even realize they're going to die soon.
You see, that's why, like, you look cooler vaping than you do smoking.
Yeah.
Which says a lot.
Yeah.
It's like basically like a child is doing it.
Yeah.
This looks better that you have the wee pink crayon than not a live cigarette.
It does look like something you get like in a fucking Playmobil, like kid set.
Oh,
like,
yeah. If you give that to Eddie, you know, he would look out of place, just kind of.
I'd figure it out.
Faffing about with it.
Yeah.
Baby vapes.
Yeah, baby vapes.
Baby vapes. That's a business to start up.
Fucking. Ooh, Farley's Rusks.
Farley's Rusks. Eddie's never had a Rusk in his whole life.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia, boys. But yeah, shout out to Vaporlink. They sent the load out here. And everybody I knew stole them. So I barely got at them.
A lot of vapists in the Geddes family tree.
Well, all the fucking extended family were all like, ooh, mango and fucking dragon.
Oh, I have a wee fucking tasting night.
We're going fucking nuts. You're going nuts. He's spitting it out like it's fucking wine tasting.
My mate Kyle has in his house, like, it's him and his girlfriend.
You vaped your voice in the Tyler the Creator. What's up, motherfucker?
I'm a fucking welcome paradox. he has like a wee, he has a wee vape bowl. And like, it's like, you know, six of them in the bowl. And he's just like, and I was just like, how the fuck do you have?
Who's this?
My mate Kyle. He's like, I was like, how the fuck do you have the constraint to just like, you know, wander about and have the wee occasional one? Like, when I have this, it's gone.
Yeah.
In a matter of hours.
I never understood when people used to vape and they'd have it on a string, like a lanyard.
Oh my God.
Because then they're just like, I can't, don't have to do anything. Just
kill yourself.
That's Karen moves.
Yeah, that's fucking, that is mental.
Someone just cracking up, yeah, like, you've charged me double, and you've got the vape swinging.
There's very few excuses to have a lanyard ever, you know?
Yeah, we've got a backstage
Kevin that's Hart different. Part. That's
yeah.
a flex.
Yeah, it's you know a flex, bro.
You got a flex in these hoes. But if you're walking about, listen, if you're walking about with a fucking Kevin Hart lanyard versus a dude that's walking about with a wee fucking, you know, passion fruit fucking kiwi vape, no way.
Yeah.
Not in this house.
I haven't smoked in 8 months now.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's because you fucking haven't stopped vaping.
Yeah, and you sound like Patty and Selma from The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's round your neck.
Yeah.
I want to be lying in bed, safe in the knowledge that this is squeezed between my two fat tits. And that's that. William Thompson said that to me. Shout out to him twice in this podcast. He's like, oh, it's when you wake up in the middle of the night and you just lean over. You start vaping, put it back, and go back to sleep.
But then see if you are at it, like, you know, if you fucking are vaping a right bit, and then you do go off it, you just get this immediate, like, I'm completely fucked. And then you're like, ah, oh, coffee's not doing it. Don't think the key to the happiness is in here. And you're like, Jesus Christ, I need to get the fuck off this shit and lay in my fucking bunk bed, vaping clouds.
Oh, well, that's it.
Man, I love got a college pie in the oven.
Vaping on the shitter is great, like.
Ah. Jesus,
do you feel like, do you remember those old photos of like JFK when he'd be so busy that there would just be like people around? There's a photo of an actual president on the shitter.
I was about to say JFK vape, bro.
No, but like that's what they were doing. You know, back in the day when like everybody smoked.
Yeah.
And he was so busy. He's like, walk and talk, bitch. And he sits down and has a shit. Like,
yeah.
Having a fag. He's like signing all these forms. Like. Imagine that's where your life got to. You're just like, listen, we got to keep moving. We're busy.
That's what I do, man. A lot of her, she's asking what clothes I need done for the week.
Really? Like, she comes in the shitter. Would your mark him in the shitter while you're shitting?
Oh, I probably. But I would never leave that opportunity available.
Aye.
But it's like, you know, I'm way too comfortable with my look. Like, she knows everything. Like, yeah, she knows everything.
Piles. She's in
she
the piles.
She knows about that. You know, she knows about me doing cocaine twice. You know what I mean? Felt terrible about it. I had to tell her. She was like, you're a fucking agent. Just don't do it again.
Yeah, she just hates the vapes.
Oh, why? Hates the vape. I was laughing sorry because when I told her that, like, her immediate follow-up question was, and what does it do to you anyway? And I was just like, it just, you know.
It makes me feel complete.
And I sit there, I was like, you know, you have a coffee? And she goes, no, I wouldn't have one of them.
I don't do that shit. So
I was like, oh, well, like, cocaine's definitely not, you know, this is like something that I should never be at ever. If she's like, I don't like you on them lattes now. Imagine you're not the same man.
I just imagine you being caught at like customs, like, you know, like a case full of coke and be like, it's like coffee. What's the big issue? It's like having 15, 20 coffees in one line.
Yeah. Wise up. That's just a big line of cafe Nero. Would you fucking wise up, would you?
One line is about two flat whites. What's the fucking big issue here? Catch yourself on, send me to fucking jail, you man. Pablo Escobar, he was basically Starbucks.
Michaela McCollum just had a fucking Pret a Manger in her fucking suitcase.
She was taken advantage of.
What'd you hit it in again? The fucking Quaker Oats box?
Nah, it was...
Don't say it. Sorry, if that's true, that's wife her up, eh?
No, it was fucking...
Get you a girl that can shove 15 kilos of cocaine up her fucking snout. Jesus Christ, eh? No, but see, I ain't gotta be worse than a solid, you know, is putting like a powder up your hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd have to hold it. Try putting fucking like flour in a sandwich bag. It's a fucking nightmare. You'd have to hold your ass open and get a fucking...
Every time you fart, it's like a wee snow globe. Yeah. Go ready.
Don't waste it.
Don't waste it.
I'm about to fart, don't waste it.
Cash out like snowflakes?
Yeah. Just fucking taking it right in the mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just fucking...
She was taking advantage of.
Nah, she, yeah, it wasn't like... Yeah, but again, it's like, who goes on holiday with like a 2 kilo bag of fucking, you know, flavins or whatever you call that shit? I can't... I know I'm going to Magaluf for 2 weeks on the fucking... on the sesh here, but I need that porridge in the morning.
But sure, McCarty came to New York and took 10 tea bags with him.
Yeah, but he's mentally ill. The guy is so backwards and then also on the cutting edge of entertainment.
Yeah.
I built my own fucking Patreon, suck my dick. Now, trainers, are they different to Wellies?
He actually did get a very swag, you see the bowling shirt he was wearing?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a fucking piece there, my friend. Good man.
Yeah, he's accidental swag. Yeah. That probably is a page, is it?
On what?
Instagram?
Accidental swag?
Yeah.
I just put Owl Boys, the bowling club, looking fucking decked out.
Sometimes you'll see like, you'll see some Owl doll who's obviously got a bit of money and she's went to buy trainers or something. And they're like, you want the most comfortable ones? Get these, you know, fucking Japanese Asics or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, damn girl.
Yeah.
Damn Patricia.
Yeah.
Fucking dripped out.
Patricia swagging on these hoes at bingo. What a penny, you broke bitch.
Swagatha over here. But you do see that sometimes. Just the Owl Doll fucking like, are these Air Max 90s comfy, are they?
I know, sure, fucking, what was it? Tim's Owl Doll was saying she like broke her toe. And Tim was like, do you know what would actually be great for them? Is just get yourself a pair of Yeezy foam runners. And I was like, sir, don't be telling your Owl Doll to fucking go on StockX and get herself a pair of Yeezys.
£800 pair of slides.
Aye. Fucking, but I accidental swag is.
Was he trying to trick her into buying them? You know, like size 12, leave a bit of room in it for them toes, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
Any other crack?
Oh, jeez. I'm fucking in my chest.
You came back for that's the vapes, man. You get that popcorn lung.
I know. I loaded on fucking lung on me.
Have you felt any effects cardio wise from all the vaping?
It hasn't affected my cardio at all, and that it's non existent. It hasn't affected me lying horizontal on the sofa and watching Love Island in the slightest.
Class.
You know?
Unbelievable. Were you vaping in Austin? Or you were smoking fags?
I was in the fags, lad. On the fags. I was on my holidays.
That's what pissed me off about you smoking.
Yeah.
The bad technique.
Yeah.
Throwing it behind you on the bonnet of a car. You're going to get shot.
I should have watched the YouTube tutorial or something. you know, but I was just kind of raw dogging it. I was like, I've seen this in a few films, I'll just improv.
So you came home from London on under the ruse of the 12th?
Yes. On the 11th night, too. Sean was saying he flew back on the 12th and it was a fucking nightmare. He thought it would be a nice, wee, quiet day and it was hectic.
But that everybody thinks the same shit. That's what they do.
Yeah.
We'll go home when it's quiet here. And it's always the same fucking, it's always the way.
But yeah, because we had a 7 a.m. flight, we spent the whole day and then I had a show that evening. So I came back and I was like, gotta pack, gotta fucking clean up. And then sure, by the time that was done, it was basically time to leave and fly. So, you know, you stay up all night and then you fly out from London to Belfast and then you get home and you're like, I feel like I've got fucking jet lag in this bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And then you go to sleep, your sleeping pattern's fucked for like 2 days. And then literally, Kieran yesterday was the first person I spoke to that wasn't Mela. I just stayed at home for 2 days.
Nice. What you want to do, but you want to get back and fucking chill for a minute.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck if I flew from here to Liverpool or here to fucking New Zealand.
Yeah.
I would be as fucked.
Well, that's what, like,
just getting through the airport and doing all that stupid shit. I mean, sweating and roasting and carrying all your shit.
Yeah, because even like say like Sean Campbell there, like where's he flying from, like originally again?
Cape Town.
Yeah, so like, you know, you're like, oh yeah, it's a way longer flight than London, but it's still a full, it's still a day of travel, like, so you're fucked either way.
Like the worst part of coming back from Austin that time was waiting in Heathrow.
Yeah.
Which was a fucking like cattle market even then.
Yeah, it's mental. It's just fucking crazy.
Just nodding off with the jet lag. Did you not miss a flight?
I did, yeah. It was the time
that's so macabre.
I had my nephew's christening, and then the night before, I was doing support for Shane Gillis, and obviously went on the piss after, and then I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh shit, bro, it was 5 a.m. So then I immediately left, went to the airport, and then I was like there, but my eyes were like, you know whenever you're like trying to fight sleep?
Oh my God, it's the worst.
You know, and like you can feel your lids closing down, and you're like, fuck me, I'm gonna go here. And I checked in all that shit, and I was ready to fucking rock. And then I literally just sat down, and I was like, I'll play a podcast or something here just to keep my mind on something. And then I just fucking woke up, and I was like, I've missed my fucking flight.
That's mad.
It was so fucking annoying. Like,
I never fell asleep, but I was definitely like, you know, when you just do that blip in consciousness.
Yeah.
You're like, if someone was watching me there, I was probably just going like,
oh yeah, full head dunk. Like
you got to be careful.
Like you're at some 41 show.
Your head flopped back and just pull all your body weight over the back of the chair.
That's the neck gone.
That's the neck gone.
Fucking decapitated. And
his head went back and it basically was like folding a hose. So they couldn't get, he couldn't get blood to his head, honestly. And, that was him driving you through the airport, and that wee fucking dude.
Oh, yeah. What a way to go, though.
Wah, wah.
Huh? What a way to go.
What a way to go. Terminal 5. Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Terminal 1, bro. It's Terminal 5. That's how you go.
I just hate being in airports. Like, it drives me fucking nuts.
I like it on the way to the place, you know? I like it going somewhere, coming back. Fucking nightmare.
Disaster. That vape does smell good, though.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that last time in the airport, like, I was like, fucking, I'd have been better just standing up. I was like, I'll just stand because I can't sit because I'll just be fucking.
How do you like to pass the time in an airport?
Masturbation.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Just, I don't know. Buying shit, probably.
Yeah, that's an impulse buy is fucking worst nightmare. Yeah. You got just a 2 hour window.
Especially in Terminal 5 because it's like watches of Switzerland and all this here.
You bought them headphones in an airport, right?
A while ago, like, yeah. Yeah. And the guy was like taken aback because someone actually bought something.
Yeah.
Oh, you want them?
Yeah, you fucking.
This is an international. Like, oh, you want them? Okay. I'll see if they're out the back.
Good headphones. I don't have headphones right now, and it's hell. I hate it. Yeah. I fucking hate it because, well, I got them stole off me.
Did you come down the bus today? Minus headphones?
Yeah.
Just beatboxing to yourself?
I just did a wee, like, put the phone on, like, you know, like an inch of volume, and then just, like, get a scene.
Oh, you maniac.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just get any fucking 5 pound pair to do you for 2 minutes?
No, well, that's what I'm going to do now. Like, literally, that's the first thing I'm going to achieve this week.
Didn't you send AirPods back?
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
I wasn't about them.
I don't play that shit.
No badness in them. Like, you know, the beats are like fucking, you feel like you're at a concert when you listen to the music, and then the AirPods are like, you know, it's it's a bit more technical, I think. They're just like, oh yeah, you'll like hear things more prominently and stuff. I was like, fuck that, bro, give me the badness.
Give me the badness. Well, I think like the like if you're listening to music, like these over the ear jobs are fucking unbelievable. But the general handiness of the AirPods, great to have.
Yeah.
Because you just, you know, you just fucking stick them in.
I will agree with that. It is a bit of a pain in the ass going to a gig and like having to just kind of chuck them around me. Because I don't want to fucking leave them hanging on my neck like I'm going to a rap battle. So I just like tuck them up and put them in my rucksack, you know.
We know people like that. Yeah. We know people like that.
Yeah.
You're like, you're at a gig.
Yeah.
You can take them off.
That's
now.
Not a good look, bro. I don't like it.
As if you're just going to be sitting there being like, yeah, yeah, I don't like this song. Hello.
Yeah.
I'll put my own song on.
I know, because if you calculate it in terms of like usage to the amount you're wearing them, like if you're just one of those guys that like walks about with the fucking headphones down here, you know, it's like you're only using that for like 10% of your fucking day.
And if you're vaping on top of that,
ah, bro,
you look like a fucking root.
This thing just burns the hours away.
And people also, the mic in the headphones is crap usually. So people are constantly taking calls, but it sounds like they're in an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You're like, where the fuck are you?
My favorite game to play in LA was...
Talk to me on the phone, you asshole.
Is there something wrong with that, you fellas? Or you have a phone call? You know, because you just get ones walking around in headphones screaming. And you're like, I don't know, was that guy listening to fucking Andrew WK or something? Or is he just fucking...
That's only hardcore rock music you're aware of. Well, remember you were in the indie for like 2 seconds? You're like, these are my bands. These are my two bands.
Yeah, I think I was trying to impress someone or something. I can't remember. Although I will give you a band, Turnstile. You ever heard of them?
Punk band?
Mm.
No.
Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable.
Have I to log into this shit, dude? Motherfucker.
What is it?
My own Patreon. I'm trying to fucking get some goddamn questions up here. What's your plans now you're home? Mainly vaping.
Just vaping, bro. Watching Love Island. You know, taking it easy.
If Vaporlink want to reach out again...
Aye.
And sponsor maybe like a side podcast. Me and McConnell do the Vape Lounge.
Aye.
The Vape Lounge, which is a separate
podcast. That is hard.
No, he'd produce that for free. The Menthol King.
Could you be paid in vapes? Yes. Oh, it's like Bitcoin?
Vapecoin?
Vapecoin, aye, that's the one.
Here, I bet you could invest in some sort of disposable vape company now, could you?
Oh, absolutely.
But then they got rid of fucking Juuls.
Yeah. America lost the abortions and Jews in like the 1-2 week period.
Devastating. I can't get an abortion and I'm stressed and I gotta fucking smoke fags. Fuck.
I know, because when you can't get an abortion, all you want to do is hit that Jew, bro.
What are you supposed to smoke when you are pregnant? Cigarettes?
I'm not dumb. I thought fucking Roe v. Wade was a UFC fight I missed. I seen a trend on Twitter and I was like, Jesus, someone get their fucking cunt kicked on here.
Oh, yeah. It's time! Roll me! In the red corner. 8 months pregnant. Looking at her. Get rid of it.
And in the blue corner, Henry the Hoover.
Kenny the coat hanger! Bruce Buffer does a full spin.
Did you say Kevin the coat hanger? Kevin the coat hanger, Geller?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, to me, in all seriousness, the coat hanger would be a wild fucking, you know, fighter name. I'd strike fear into me if I was across the fucking ring from a boy called the coat hanger. I'm like, how the fuck did he get that?
Yeah. I don't know. What's he do?
Donate to Negan Martin there and ask him to shove a coat hanger up as well.
Oh, it exists, probably.
Oh, I definitely.
He
probably has a decent tiered system, you know?
He'd fucking make me tear up watching it.
But no, my plan is, a year back here, I'm thinking anyway, like, you know, you can never plan life, but I'm thinking a year here.
Here, Aaron, you absolutely can't.
No, you can't. You know,
you can't plan many, life, yeah, you can't.
Too many twists and turns, sir. So my plan is to be here and then work on my visa in the background and then hopefully maybe summer next year move out to New York and we'll see what the fuck happens there. So, you know, just get used to poverty again, you know.
I'll be calling out swiftly.
Absolutely, bro.
I'll be like half an hour behind you. Absolutely. I'm good at that. You know, I'll never go on any ventures by myself, but I'll let other people go out, experience the world, and then I'll be like, What's happening? Do you know where all the good pubs are?
Bro, that Austin trip was no... I was like, thank fuck. Because I was originally just going out by myself. Now, imagine me just...
What would you have done there by yourself?
I'd have just... I could have burned time. I'd have just fucking stayed in 6th Street the whole time, probably.
Just beer after beer. Now, this internet is driving me fucking bananas. What is going on here? Except, do you see that video of all those things that leaked of, like, Hunter Biden?
Nah.
Why does he film himself smoking crack so much?
Wait, what?
There's so many like insane stories that have come out this week where you're like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but in the background I'm like, what's going on? Because you keep letting out all this fucking information to get people like whipped up.
Guy smoking like glass pipe crack.
The guy has he's the most prolific crack smoker. There's like R's and I don't know what, they retrieved a phone or something and they were like, oh yeah, there's like 5,000 videos of him smoking crack. Like, why are you filming it, bro? Why are you? You're like a TikToker with smoking
fans.
Yeah,
that's so fucking weird.
But he's like take two. Yeah. And he's like take fucking 102.
Imagine him like going to show like, you know, like, check out these fucking really cool pair of snakes, bro. And someone does that thing where they take your phone, they swipe it. No. Just look at that there.
Do you see what I had for dinner last night? Hey! Whoa!
Well, slow down, you can't.
Definitely not. I know there's such phone anxiety when anyone touches your phone. But yeah, because sometimes with your phone, you're just doing weird shit. I got bit on the neck the other day. Right? I was like walking along the field. I was like, oh my God, that's stinging in my neck. What the fuck's that? Took a photo of it. And it's just this purple bullet wound.
Jesus Christ.
Where like a bit by one of those fucking like horsefly things.
Uh-huh.
But I took like loads of photos of it. And then like, if you were just showing someone something on your phone, you're like, hey, that's like, what is that?
Yeah,
is it your asshole? Is that a tit? What is it?
Well, I mean, we've definitely got fucking phone anxiety because like there was a stage there where our comedian group chat was literally just people posting in gay porn lookalikes of us.
Well, that's Mickey's favorite game is the what is it? The gay doppelganger.
Yeah,
but you have to get so specific. So like, say you wanted a picture of like someone that looked like Woodsy having sex with like someone that looked like Shane.
Yeah,
you'd have to be like blonde. Skinny twink gets pegged by fucking, you know, like specky nerd.
Twink squared, just fucking.
Twink squared, and then it's fucking, and it actually was Shane in the photo, which is weird.
Yeah. I've never seen a dude that has more lookalikes in my life.
I know, surely that would make you feel worse. He's the most plain looking cunt of all time. He's fucking, this where you start when you're like building the character.
Yeah.
Guy.
I think you're making a sum. You're like, I'm dumb. Fuck it.
Guy. Just fucking guy. He's just guy before you add any embellish, you know, any other things on. You know?
Hey, he's like frozen yogurt before you fuck Oreos on top of it.
Yeah, he's just, he's fucking, he's just, a lot of stuff. Mayonnaise looks like frozen yogurt. You know what I mean? Fucking moisturizer looks like loads of stuff looks like that.
I've made that mistake before now.
Just spoonfuls of fucking E45 into my gum.
Just throwing the Hellmann's in my way across Smarties.
I tell you who would do that. Dutch Frank.
Oh, why?
Me and Dutch Frank got a pizza last night and the guy, there was a brand new thing of Hellmann's. The Dutch, man. The Dutch are insane with the fucking mayonnaise. Like, you think it's like a joke and then you see them in action.
See, I get that with like garlic mayo. The guy for a pizza, but nah, just plain mayo?
No, I think he would turn his nose up at the... at the garden.
That's a wee bit rogue to me, like for a pizza. Like pizza crust, you want to have a wee bit of like...
No, but it has that... He has this like what they call curry sauce, which is like a spicy ketchup thing.
Mm.
It's like the stuff you get at McDonald's, curry sauce,
yes.
But like weaker, and then mayo. And the guy, I mean, he had fucking a pint of mayonnaise.
I know, so...
Because ours was a brand new mayonnaise, and he just... Blah, 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 like he piled it onto this thing, and was just dipping the crust and the chips into the thing.
No, I see too much of like any sauce kind of turns me a wee bit.
But especially mayo.
Yeah, mayo.
The big old fucking
gunk.
The last bit, he had like the one last crust of pizza and scooped it like all up, like cleaned the rest of it. And I was like, see if I put that much mayonnaise in my mouth, the pizza's coming back up. Like,
that might be a man that's at risk of piles.
What?
That might be a man that's at risk of piles.
Mayonnaise give you piles?
Dutch Frank? Well, I don't know, but if, I'm sure if you scoop enough of anything into you, you're going to get piles probably.
No, I don't know if that's how it works, bro.
Big old scoop.
If you're scooping fucking porridge and vegetables into you, you wouldn't be getting piles. Not when you're eating out of a fucking chicken shop and a bin.
Porridge and vegetables. I can't eat that fucking Weetabix unless there's a turnip on it.
You know, you're in London eating like a skip rat and he's fucking...
Oh, sir, I was. Like, can you cast your mind back, right?
Help me.
Go back through the years, right? Cast your mind back to whenever you were, like, proper skint.
Right.
Right. What was your go-to, like, favorite, like, skint meal? And then, after that, tell me what was, like, your proper, like, bottom of the barrel. I have to fucking just make this work.
Well, meal. It's always, like, just fucking pasta.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it, like... Or like packets of noodles or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of rice and shit.
It's always just like, that's why I don't even like it. See, like, fucking pasta with, like, some sort of red sauce on it and, like, cheese on it.
It just gives you PTSD to...
Get it out of my... That's, like, that is... Like, that's why I hate, like, Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is, like, peasant food.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, you know, you're getting something real flashy in it. Oh, no one's skinned and they're like, man, I'm down to my last arancini balls.
Nah, sir, if you get the right carbonara, it is something
it is old. Boring.
Nah, sir, it does.
It's all right. Like, it's all right if someone else has it and you put your fork in it and you're like, oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
For fucking white pasta.
Yeah.
Boring as shit. It's like my sister, their carbonara in Via Italia. Stunning.
Here. She's dead, right? Fuck season.
I was like,
bro,
you know you're fucking within pissing distance of China.
Yeah.
You got to have a box full of tempura shrimp, you mad bastard. Oh,
if you want to go to Flavor Town, China.
You're in the right fucking postcode. Check the maps. You're not far from Flavor Town.
Oh, jeez, I must have this. Hey,
we should go to China. We should take Flippy tomorrow. I have a fucking, I have a voucher for Edo that they give me, which is very kind. And I said to Seamus, our designer, I was like, we'll go there since you're home. And then I checked it and it's fucking fully booked for like the next month. I was we'll go to McDonald's. Sorry about that. And at what point did I just fucking ring them up and be like, hey, it's Colin Gunn.
Where are you gonna take him now?
China.
He's the man too. Yeah, he probably enjoyed China.
China, yeah.
I remember we used to, like, looking back, like, at your shooting days, you're just like, Jesus Christ, like, we used to go to China, fucking just take big, big plates, just do rounds.
Big swings
in fucking China, and then go to the box and drink, like, 90 P shots.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine putting yourself through that now at this day and age, you know? Like, I'm only 27, but I already, like, look at some of the shit that, like, my nephew's doing, and I'm like...
You drink like a fucking retard when you're younger.
Crazy, like...
I'm older enough than you where I'd seen the tail end of you drinking like a dickhead.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Cause you'd be like, oh shit, you guys have already started drinking. Let me race through this fucking liter of Captain Morgan's, then we'll go out. And then you'd be fucking pulling your dead corpse home in a trolley or something.
Yeah, the worst one was the time we went to see Bronson in Dublin and like you said I was like, you know, like whenever all the shops are shut and they fucking put the fucking gutters down. And you were saying I was just pinballing off them like a fucking 18 stone Michael Flatley. Just like dancing.
18 stone after 3 months of keto? No, you hit the window of a boojum and it wobbled because the street light was like bouncing off it. And I seen it quake like this and I was like, oh my God, imagine explaining that.
I'd be in Belfast live.
Just the
fucking, that happened?
Just the guards rolling up. What happened here? Fucking fat cunt fell through the window. Yes.
Jesus Christ, you fucking spilled the pinto, you bastard.
You fucking bouncing off the walls. And that's whenever I seen Phil McEwan's like actual OCD. This is obviously well before like the pandemic and sanitizer. You didn't see sanitizer in a lot of places other than like a doctor's. And he was mad fucking OCD. At the time, and he vaped. He was an early vapist. And he literally, like, he was vaping and he touched his t-shirt with the thing and he had to go clean it. Oh, and I was like, God. Why? And he goes, oh, just the end of it that goes in my mouth, touched my t-shirt. And I was like, what are you doing with your t-shirt? Rubbing your asshole with it? And then I had a packet of mints or something and I'd just been to the toilet, washed my hands and came back and I was like, anyone want a mint? And he goes, I know that you've just washed your hands. And I was like, well, you don't, but I did. But,
yeah.
I was in the toilets and
yeah, you were joshing. You know?
And then he's like, oh, I haven't washed my hands. So you just take it and put it on my tongue. So he trusted my clean hands over his own fucking hands, which probably were pretty clean anyway.
That's wild.
Wild!
Did you do it? Did you piss the mintless tongue?
I did, but I was like, get on your knees first. Yeah. Let's make it a whole thing.
Yeah. Take this polo, you bitch.
Take that in the tongue, you dirty slag. You bad boy.
Ah, fuck no, that'd be hell.
Absolute hell. What's our next trip? Where should we go?
Where do we fuck off to? Because I actually would love to fuck off somewhere. Like a nice wee... I would actually love to go to Vietnam. Or I'd love to do like a wee Euro trip.
I thought you were going to say like fucking Barcelona or something. I'd love to pop over to fucking Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Take a weekend of it.
15-hour flight, sweater box off. Come on.
Eat hot soup in the sun.
I think you could definitely... I think it's a lot of money usually and a lot of effort, but you definitely like about say like 4 days or 5 days in a place is more than enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Austin, that was enough.
Yeah.
You know?
LA, that would be enough to, you know, you can go into these places and fucking get the vibes big style.
Yeah, you just fucking like, you know, you just, that's the way to do it is like you kind of just act like you already live there.
Yes.
And you're just not too, like, I hate itinerary cunts. You know, like, you go on a holiday with someone and they have, like, a fucking 12-page spreadsheet on, like, where to go. If we go here for breakfast, we can get to here to see this fucking statue and then we fucking go for dinner.
That's not a holiday, like.
No.
That's horse shit.
Yeah, it's just spending a pile of fuck ton of money.
You want to go and chill, being stressed. Bro? Why can't I log into this?
Yeah, you want to go chill and then get pissed? But yeah, well, I'm going to fucking New York in October, so if the boys are about, you know what I mean?
Oh my.
Come on down.
We ran into some technical difficulties there.
Dungannon Wi-Fi.
Dungannon Wi-Fi.
Get the badness out of you, sir. Ring the exorcist.
That's just, I have nothing to vape on anymore.
That's what it is. I haven't burped in 2 years.
It's coming out. My dad, obviously, because he, you know, he had that big operation and they sewed up his asshole. He's like, oh yeah, there's not the only way I can get air out of my body's burping. So he just walks around going,
argh. Wait, now when you say they sewed up the man's asshole, how like sewed up are we talking here?
As just in, like, someone with like a wee hotel sort of set that you would get, like
just a wee threaded hoop. So he can't shite.
No, sure, that's where the colostomy bag is.
Oh fucking hell, sir.
Everyone fucking has one these days.
Oh, jeez.
Just pops out the front, you know, disposable asshole. But, you know, people talk about plastic bags in the ocean.
Yeah.
What about shite bags?
These shite bags are going to be a problem.
It's tortoises eating the shite.
That's overpopulation right there.
You were just in the technical break there. You were toying with the idea of an air fryer. Let me tell you something. Game changer.
I think I'm going to do it, sir.
Oh, do it, man.
I'm going to do it.
Like, we have absolutely top of the range one.
Yeah.
And it was still only 200 quid.
Yeah, I'm getting paid from that London show I did last week, this weekend, actually. And I'm going to buy my ma an air fryer because she was talking about, she had a wee notion of one. So I'm going to ball out in Argos and I'm going to bring it in there. I'm going to say, look, ma, them jokes went somewhere, you fucking. Yeah.
£40 air fryer, woman.
Enjoy your fucking unseasoned chicken, you bastard.
Yeah. Oh, those unseasoned chicken videos on the internet are nuts. Oh, speaking of which.
If she figures out how to do Chinese omelets in them, good luck.
Speaking of unseasoned chicken, you'll see this crazy bitch. She just ate a raw chicken.
Oh, to the internet. Oh, perfect music as well.
So that was doing well. That was doing the rounds on the internet. It was just, you know, you should look this woman up. And she's just out there eating raw chickens. She's seen Liver King and she was like, fuck that, bruv.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
There's a video of him. I like had one of his videos pop up on my time on Instagram. And he's like, literally, like, he's like, whenever you're the Liver King, you know, every moment's a chance for a workout. And he's just sitting there in his bed, like, pretending to sleep. And he's just benching in his bed with the wains beside him, chewing on fucking testicles, whatever they're at.
That's what the internet has become now. It's like, the more ridiculous you can be, you get, like, infamous.
Oh, why?
Because he's got to the point now where it started, like, it's the nine ancestral tenants and all this here shit. When you love 9 pints of ancestral tenants. But he went from that to it was just getting crazier and crazier. And then he was doing like, you know, clout type videos where he's like, I eat raw liver. And then he's like, today I'm trying to see if I can, you know, it was like a mukbang. I'm going to see if I can down like 50 egg yolks. And then it just got crazier and crazier.
Do you think the Liver Queen's actually into it?
Or is she just sitting there the whole time being like...
I think she's just like, well, you can't argue with the mansion that we live in.
Yeah, she's got a full ranch, you know what I mean? You'd put a few fucking kangaroo testicles in you if you're fucking...
Because got a bit of land. The guy's full of shit. Like, he'd literally be like, the Liver King doesn't wipe his ass. All right, bro.
Well, you know, if you do them liver shits, bro, they just fucking slay
it. What's he said? He goes
like an otter?
He goes at the... like a fucking... Like you're releasing a trout.
Welcome to the liver shitter.
Welcome to the liver shitter. But yeah, like... You know, your asshole must just be itchy as fuck all the time, bro. I don't wipe. He must, if he really, he's like, I don't brush my teeth. I don't use deodorant. I eat fucking offal from a dead animal.
Yeah.
And I don't wipe my asshole.
Yeah. Guy's yoked as fuck though.
Yeah, but.
Guy is yoked.
But he's 4'11".
Yeah.
And he's yoked. And he hasn't put paper to his asshole ever.
Yeah. When you break it down, I got it. Actually, it's a very sad existence.
Just, I mean, it's like
just
that, it's that whole game people are playing. He's a 10, but he never wipes his ass. He's a 10, but he brings a fucking Tupperware box of liver to a fucking 5-star restaurant.
Meal prep.
And for you, sir, what would you like to order? I'll just have 2 napkins because I have a fucking handful of. One piece of liver at a time over here.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, Jesus.
He's Christ. A 10, but he never wipes his up. He's a 10, but he doesn't brush his teeth ever.
He's a 10, but he puts badger heart on top of his Weetabix.
So, yeah. Let's play that game. Do you have any suggestions for that? She's a 10, but she just has a cracked iPhone forever.
Oh, why? That's...
What does that make her? Is that how they play it?
A Libra.
A Capricorn slag.
That's a funny, like, that could be like one of them fucking like TikTok sensations where it's like you're just a dude that's really into astrology and you're just like fucking giving girls their fucking hang for the week.
What else is there? She's a 10, but you know, people are really into like a specific band or something.
Yeah,
she's a 10, but she's obsessed with Bruce Springsteen.
She's a 10, but she hasn't took that System of a Down t-shirt off her since P7.
She's a 10, but she has her eyebrow pierced. Straight up 2, and Yuri 2.
She's a 10, but she's walking about the remote of a chain wallop. She's a 10, but in order to get to sleep, she has to live into a 10-hour loop of cafe background noise. Just to fucking nod off.
Nah, that's weird. People are into weird shit. Gotta forgive some things.
I get it. Sometimes I'll watch, there's a YouTube channel that's exclusively this like Japanese like noodle shop. And the video is just them setting up for the day and getting everything ready and then serving to the customers. And I sit there and I'm like, fuck, I've burned 4 hours watching this shit.
People are out of their fucking mind.
I'm basically clocked
Dutch in. Frank can't go to sleep unless he has an actual hairdryer blowing in his face. Which is, number one, dangerous. Number two, mental. And yeah. Roasting. You wake up with just the driest mouth ever. Like, but you, so I went ham on the fucking air.
Where's the helmet?
On the air, not the air fryer. I went hard on the fucking hairdryer. I can't sleep unless there's an air fryer on. unless someone's drying out fucking chicken drumsticks in an air fryer, I can't sleep at all. She's a 10, but she only owns an air fryer. She's a 10, but you go around your house and she makes you waffles in an air fryer.
What do you want, full English? Fuck it all, I'm there to fuck.
Oh my god, I like that game.
That is fun.
She's a 10, but does horrific shits and never references it. Maybe that's a woman thing, which is like, did 15 people shite in there?
Yeah. I was like, no, it was you fucker. Have a camera in there?
She's a... There's some sort of machinery going on.
Frank's going to sleep.
Probably. She's a 10, but carries brown sauce in her handbag.
That's actually kind of hot, I think.
Yeah, for sex purposes. Can't eat a cock without it. I'm trying to think of one for now. She's a 10.
Like, which, one that he would hear?
No, she's a 10, but she's into happy hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
In a big way.
Oh, I, sir. You imagine just
she's a straight up 10, but you have to sit there like fuck in her car.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's a good one. She's a 10, but she's like a boy racer girl.
She's a 10, but she's low.
She's picked you up in the fucking the Type R. Scraping your driveway to pieces.
Happy hardcore. Having a girlfriend who's really into happy hardcore would be hilarious. Like if you and your fucking girlfriend are at like New Year's Eve, just at the house, midnight strikes, next thing you know, your baby princess is blaring Tomorrowland throughout the house.
All the remixy ones with the fucking scratching and shit.
Oh, fucking
hell. They might have flies in here. There's an exorcism. It's absolutely disgusting. Liver King.
That is a fun game.
She's a 10, but like shoots TikToks in public.
Oh, God. I've seen a few of them in London, sir. And I was like, this is the collapse of society. Just fucking.
There was like, I seen a clip and the girl was like dead young. She's probably like 16 and she was really famous. And there was kids younger than her again on the street being like, oh my God, can we get a photo? And she's like, okay, guys, just 1 second, please, after I shoot this TikTok. And then it's like, you can hear her whispering, which is fucking so embarrassing. Like, doing all this singing. And then she's like, okay, now you can get a photo. And all these wee kids get a photo with her.
Yeah.
Bro, sort it out.
Yeah, TikTok in public is something else. Like,
she's a 10, but her feet are a size 10.
We can share shoes.
No,
it's not bad.
Dutch Frank actually said that to me one time. I wish we were the same shoe size. I was like,
what? Just, was he like 12 pints deep and like,
no, he was deadly sober with just a bottle of Hellmann's. And he was like, I wish we had the same shoe size. I could steal your shoes.
Jeez, lad, if only me and you had the same size.
Oh, shoes, we could take over the world. Let me tell you.
Me, you, and a fucking size outlet. It's over, lad.
Oh, I'm trying to think. She's a 10. This is my favorite game.
I could play this all great.
Jump in, guys.
This is the new I Spy. Fuck's sake.
She's a 10. Come on, guys.
Just made his brain there. I can't focus with that fucking thing in the background.
Put your headphones on, man. I can't. What's going on out there? I have no idea.
Machinery? 10 hour loop. Dungannon noise. Get you to sleep.
Oh, yeah. You should live here. It's just flies and tractors.
Do you ever hear like owl boys shouting in the distance?
Yeah.
I feel like when you're in the country, that's like a guaranteed sound bite you'll get.
Yeah. Shut that fucking gate.
Yeah.
Shut the fucking gate, mate.
And it's like such a distance. You're like, bro, that should be a text.
We went to the pub the other night, and I swear to God, you know, did you ever see? Is it Happy Gil? Or no, it's not the Water Boy.
Yes.
When the guy's like, I don't know, goddamn around yet. There was one of those guys. And everyone's just like, yes, lad. Yes, lad. Fuck you, you're going in there. Probably something sectarian.
You ever see Hellboys? And I don't know what it is. It's a subcategory of Hellboy. They've always got their tongue hanging out. And you're speaking to them.
Special needs? Is that the subcategory?
Pack a cussing.
Yeah, you just gotta be checking and okay, let's go.
Check your loved one's tongue. Make sure they're fucking.
The flies in here, bro. Can we get them out in post? She's a 10, but she has pet ferrets.
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of Liver King and weirdos like that, have you seen much of this Andrew Tate fella?
No. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Is it just me or is he... Have you seen any of that? Your guy Andrew Tate? He's fucking on everything.
Who is he?
He's this bald cunt here. Put that head... Bend them headphones around your fat head.
Is he like a motivational speaker or what?
No, he's like an ex-fighter, but he's a very opinionated, like, internet guy who's misogynist and blah blah blah, but he's hit that note on the internet where he's just like, women are fucking shit and stuff, and then the internet goes nuts.
Andrew Tate just says it is, bro.
That a female was a pilot and I took a picture and I said, most women I know can't even park a car, why is a woman flying my plane? And they banned me.
Life for a man is harder than life for a woman.
She's a damn, but she's a pilot.
A lot of shit to be an important man. To be a woman, you need makeup. If you're truly beautiful, you don't need anything else. I've been on boats in Dubai with 19-year-old Moldovan girls. The guy who got that boat needed $100 million. That bitch, makeup. Same.
I mean, was I gonna put this on and start slabbering about him, and then he starts talking and I'm like,
this boy's spitting facts.
Well, I mean, yeah. I can suck my way on the eye.
Nah, but I watch that. I'm like, who hurt you?
That's how hard it is. Look at a game of chess. The king moves one square at a time. What does the queen do? Zips here, zips there. Easy for a chick, right?
If you're the kind of person who feels like they need their...
Facts?
Dudes that talk in quotes. That's a bit of a neck.
What does the king do, man? He moves up one square. What does the queen do? Fucking goes across. That's life, man. You know? It's my caretaker's quote, actually.
Is it? Tell you what. He's standing there smoking in a brown jacket that no one wears, but you tell you what, Arne, the queen zips wherever she wants. But a fella has to work hard to get that boat in the back. Anyway, I'm away for a slice of toast.
I'll let the slice toast one pat. That's a bar, like, you know.
Well, that wasn't really a quote. That was just a sort of analogy.
Because in the harshest realities of this cold world, there are people in Syria whose entire families have been blown to fuck, who are still getting up every day, making fucking bread and selling it on the streets so they have enough money to buy a new pair of sandals sometime next year.
Never say going to bed. Going to bed is emasculate. Cowards need sleep. Well, I'm texting you, you beautiful girl, but I'm tired. I'm going to bed. You know what I like to say at fucking 1:15 in the morning? I'm going to work.
The guy's fucking head was
sir. Bad.
The guy's head was
money bad. Never sleeps.
I'm going to work.
She's a 10, but she sleeps.
Yeah, the guy's fucking out of his mind. But anyway, he's bigger than Jesus.
That's mental.
At the minute, he's like, if you go through like suggested, he's every other fucking video.
I feel like he's one of those dudes where, like, you know, like, I don't know if you have any mates that, like, you know, like they're like entry level into being like very right wing. And they're like, man, I was just on YouTube the other day and your man Ben Shapiro talks on through, doesn't he? And you're like, are we fucking gremlin fucker?
I just, you know, I watch a whole range of people and just kind of, I think it's being a comedian. You just sit on the fence going,
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You're at the back of the room judging everyone.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Ben Shapiro has said some sense.
Yeah.
He has said some sense.
Listen, the man.
There's a bunch of cunts that are like, oh, he said some sense.
Yeah.
Trump says some, has some bars too.
Yeah. Oh, why?
You know?
Jeez, I must have cracked with him, hey? What about the Bojo? Out in his luck.
Getting turfed out eventually.
I think it would have been hilarious if it had just stayed. I'm like, no, fuck yous.
I know, it's a bit, I was joking with Mickey last week, it's like when you're hammered at a party and you've booked all over the place and yourself and you've shit yourself and smashed a load of stuff and everyone's like, you should go home and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Bet on that happy hardcore to fuck.
Pick me up. Yeah, it's just fucking.
What a way for Bojo to leave that would have been if he just blared the happy hardcore and been like, here, good luck yous fuckers, yous. Enjoy that. I pissed in the fucking bed.
I look at him and then absolutely more so, what's his name? Joe Biden. And I'm like, what other job would they actually be qualified for? Like if Biden went into McDonald's and he's like, you know, I'm down in my luck. I've lost all my money. Can I flip burgers in here? They'd be like, no.
No, go home and blend your meals.
Yeah. Falling off your bike and fucking, he was, you know, there's some leaked footage of him.
Did you see that bike footage?
Oh my god, it's classic.
Like, who put that bastard in the bike?
I put him on a trike at the very most.
It's like a fucking putting a child in a horse. Like, it looks cute, but this is going to be a recipe for disaster.
And like, he's so demented that like, he's probably got on the bike and went, I put my foot in this little stirrup. And yeah. Then he takes off pedaling and then he pulls up and he goes, I forgot my foot was in the little clip.
Yeah.
And then just wallop.
There's videos of him like, and you can see him where he's like, he like literally is like a very extreme version of daydreaming where he's like looking around now. And oh, he catches himself and I'm like, that's how I am in like a blackout, a smoking area.
He's got the full dementia. Like,
yeah.
You know, someone will go, like he takes a photo. There's a clip of him going, he's like mic'd up and he takes a photo and he goes, okay, what do I do now? And someone's like, just stand here. And he takes like one step to the right. And he's just standing there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what next? Oh, there's feces emptying into my pants. Which is, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with being old, but like, what are you doing? They're just keeping him around there for something. Yeah. He's probably so out of it. He doesn't even know that he probably should leave.
Yeah.
Or that he is present.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Man, fuck the system, man.
Get on the bike. Okay, where to?
She's a 10, but she quotes Ben Shapiro. You imagine that?
I don't think there's a female on earth quotes Ben Shapiro.
The Ben Shapiro queen.
Let me just get you home, take that yarmulke off.
I do enjoy looking at him when he's like talking to a news presenter and he's sitting there like a Bond villain and they're like saying stuff and she's like, you said this and you said this and you said woman this. And he's just sitting there like smiling. Feeling I'm about to fucking just destroy this bitch.
I'm about to fucking go to the hinge end.
Just you look at him and his fucking autism's flaring. He's like, I'm about to fucking unload a clip on this here. Yeah. You know? Well, actually, I think you'll find if you look at the documents in 1959.
Big long breath.
Well, you would say that. That's what the media have told you.
You know.
Well, it's interesting you bring up.
Some 19-year-old student gets up at like a rally and just like, I believe that gender is something. He's just like, oh, it's like fucking kicking a puppy to death. But you silly bitch.
That's the worst part though, because you've got him and you've got that guy. What the fuck do you call him? Change my mind. What do you call that guy? He sits outside with like a wee bench and he has a thing saying something very controversial.
Crowder, Stephen Crowder.
Yeah. And it's like, watch these libtards get fucking owned. Yeah. And you're watching it and you're like, yeah, this is a dude that has said a very controversial statement, put it on a fucking card to like get all these people over. And then he's like really well researched it and like actually has talking points and they're coming over emotional as fuck, like up to Haido, you know?
Up to Haido, I'm up to Haido.
This fucking Crowder cunt's got me up to Haido. And they sit down, they just roared him. And then he just sits there all calm and collected and you're like, well, yeah, that's an easy win, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
You know?
You've got them like out of breath before you fucking even start.
Oh, he's like a fucking, you know, he's like, what do you call the boy in UFC did karate and everyone fought his fights for a while born. But he was just very calculated.
Machida?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aye, Simon Machida.
That's what it was.
Women are fucking... Yeah, that guy's nuts.
Is he still going, Machida?
No, I think he may be retired. He's getting on a wee bit, you know.
Is karate like a bit of a dying kind of form? Or like a martial art in the UFC?
Well, no, it was just like non-existent. And then you had a couple of guys that burst through with exceptional karate ability.
Yeah.
Like the Stephen... what's his name? Wonderboy Thompson. Is that his name? Steve? I know him and Machida.
Roe v. Wade. Roe v. One, you know me.
Roe v. One Kenobi.
Real name, no gimmicks. I see Obi Trace reference there for the listeners. That one was for me.
It's been a while since we had one of those. We'll get the fuck out of here and we'll move over to the Patreon for the questions. If you're listening to this, it will be available on Patreon along with hundreds of other episodes.
Guys, it is always a pleasure.
Armacan, thank you for having me. We might start a side podcast. That'd what would nice. You call it? She's a 10, but
yeah, it's just us every week doing that.
Yeah, she's a why are you not on a mic? She's a 10, but she has a podcast.
Oh my god,
by the way, that's every fucking podcast that I suggested is like the most entry level filth with like three girls on a couch.
Yeah,
it is fucking. It would be hacked to do material about it. It's so on the nose. Like,
yeah,
where do you like? Literally, do you like cum on your nose? Yeah. I do. I love cum on my nose.
Ben Shapiro's just sitting there fucking. These ladies are talking about cum.
There's a clip I seen today, and the girl was like, "Does size matter?" And she was like, "Not really. I think." Like my current boyfriend just kind of has an average size penis, but it has a bend in it. And that's the best sex I've ever had. And she goes, oh, cool. And then the name of the podcast pops up as if you're going to be like, oh, I'd love to hear more about that.
Now, I will say too, that is how a Netflix documentary happens, is where you're a fellow whose woman has a podcast and she's on there talking about your average size bandy cock. And then you just listen to that and just fucking lose running yourself.
That's already, she's a 10, but.
She's talking about my bandy cock on podcast.
She's damn, she's talking about my cock.
On Spotify?
I know, and you hate to do the old if it was the other way around, but is there a podcast where there's dudes talking about the intricacies of someone's actual puss?
This one?
I know, but not to the point where you're like...
Bro, we just watched someone fucking put a fucking chocolate bar up there.
Yeah, but that's not the same. It would be like, you sitting there going, sure, an examiner. Her name's, give her full name. Be like, she's one big dangly flat thing about a bubblicious. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Yeah! Fuck that. I'm going to piss myself.